grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with us all. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're very welcome as we gather here in Kay Park Parish Church to worship together this morning. And we're now back onto the website, so if you want to listen again or encourage friends and others to listen to the service, it is published on the website as well. I'd like to just draw attention to one or two of our notices which have been on the screens. A reminder to those of you who have already put in a brochure with an application to become part of the Holy Land trip, but also anyone who might be interested in coming to the Holy Land in February 2021. We're going to gather just in the side chapel at the end of worship this morning. And it's lovely to welcome my good friend Angus Leach. Angus is at the back there. Angus, give us all a wave so they know where you are. Yeah. In fact, Angus, are you a tenor or a bass? Because the choir are a man down, so you could have been up here this morning. You could have been. Angus is a member of Neilson Parish Church, where he's the treasurer, and his wife Maureen is the locum there at the moment. And Angus, along with Maureen and another colleague of ours, we're the team that are leading the trip to the Holy Land in February 2021. I've been speaking to various people about it. Some of you have no questions, some of you have got lots of questions. So it's great that Angus has taken the time to come down this morning and we'll have a time together. He'll present some information to us and then an opportunity for any questions that you might have. You'll also find some information about different things that are happening within the life of the church and in some of the other churches around the town as well. And in particular, you'll notice this continuing advert for the Advent Cafe. Now, this is a new venture, and you'll remember a few weeks ago there were some leaflets. There's a leaflet in the order of service about this. What we're hoping to do during the Advent season is we're going to open the front door of our church at the times that you'll see on the sheet there, and we're going to set up that area of the church as a cafe. And the idea is that it'll be a place where people can pop in and have a coffee, a place where you can come to bring family members or friends or neighbours, maybe people who don't usually come around the church, just so that they get a sense of the place and of the welcome here. So we're going to do that on certain mornings and afternoons in the month of December. Those of you who volunteered to be part of that, thank you for your help. We're putting together a kind of timetable, a programme, so that you'll know when you're on. And we will have one more short meeting where we'll all gather together just to work out what we're doing. We'll do that just towards the end of the month. So thank you to everyone who's shown an interest in that. The psalmist writes, "Praise the Lord, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." I'm going to join together and worship God, singing the song, "Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven." It's number 160 in the purple hymn books and on the screens. "Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven."
Jesus.
God loves us. And God has shown his love for us in sending his son Jesus. Jesus who says, I am the way and the truth and the life. Jesus is the one who leads us to the Father. Let us pray together. Gracious God, we bless you that you are a loving God, and that in and knowing your love we feel valued despite ourselves. We thank you for your love active in this world. We bless you that you are a caring God who cares for all that you have made. Thank you for your tender mercy and your gracious patience. Thank you that you do not weary of us, but you keep on loving us. We bless you that you are a saving God, willing to sacrifice to set us free. Thank you for your full forgiveness that deals with our past, removing the shadows and the shame that sometimes haunt us, accepting us afresh in your grace. We bless you that you are a serving God who washes dirty feet, who embraces the one that others cast out, who brings people from the edges right into the heart of your love. May we know you, our God, today through Jesus, your Son, our Saviour. May we know you as a loving, caring, saving and serving God. As we look to you, may we sense the power of your Spirit at work in this place and in our lives, bringing to us healing, forgiveness, grace, peace and love. We are from different places, we are different people. You know us, each one. Speak to us as we worship this morning. And together now we join in the words that the Lord Jesus taught his first followers as we pray, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. How are you? Goodbye. Good. Now, weeks ago it was harvest. It seems like it was just yesterday, but it was weeks ago. And do you remember that when we celebrated harvest together, we had the word harvest, and we tried to make lots of words out of it. Well, Robbie, you were the winner from the young people of the number. I can't remember. I had to count it out the number of words. But was there maybe, were there more entries that I didn't know about? I can confirm the Robbie, but this is quite a big one for sweeties. So it's up to you whether you want to share them this morning. Because Mary, we are in the back. I have to say she beat me by quite a considerable number of words. She's way, way, way back in the business. She's very close to all of us. Congratulations, young lady, because you were the best of the day. I think it won't feel like a 5 years to 2 fishes. I don't know how far one walks of Maltese. Well, see what's happening now as I walk down the aisle, someone else grabs my arms. I got 166. Now you're making me feel bad.
Mary had in person, that was what was different. So anyway, congratulations for taking part in that. That was Harvest. So we've had Harvest together, and we've thanked God for the way that His love is shown in our lives through looking after us and providing the things that we need. Then after Harvest, we had Remembrance last Sunday. And I know that some of you... we had Remembrance, and I know that some of you weren't here last week because you were at other churches, because you maybe go to Guides or Brownies or something elsewhere. But here in our own church, we had a time together to remember and to say thank you to God for people who were willing even to die because doing that was going to change something in the world. And we hope that that effort that people made and that sacrifice did change things in our world, even in a very small way. But we recognise that the people who were fighting and who still are in places today, that there's lots of pain and suffering still in the world. So that was last Sunday. So we remembered last Sunday and we did that together. And then next Sunday, we're going to say thank you to God. We do that every Sunday. But next Sunday in particular, when you come to church, you're not going to come in here to begin with. You're going to go down to the hall. So you'll start off in the hall next Sunday morning. So you'll start off down in the hall, and then you'll come up here at the end of the service. And we're going to celebrate, and we're going to give thanks for... Do you know the name of the man who plays the organ here in the church? Do you know what he's called? What's he called? Alex Ferguson, that's right. And Alex Ferguson's been doing this for nearly 30 years. Whoa. And he's retiring, isn't he? Yeah, he's retiring. So we're going to be saying thank you. That's your papa, I know it's papa. We, next Sunday morning, are going to be saying thank you to God for Alex and for all that he's done to share the gifts of music that he's got, that God's given him, with all of us. And finally, she's away. You're absolutely right. The week after that, right, you can't hear this at the back, there's a whole conversation going on here. Great. Messy Church is the next weekend, and I know some of you can't come because you've got other things on. But that's okay, you've got to do what your family are doing, so don't you worry about that. But for those of you who are around, Messy Church is dead easy to remember. It's the last Saturday in November. So that's really easy to remember. Not next Saturday, but the next one. Okay? And if you remember what we did at Messy Church, we've got to bring a grown-up with us. So mum or dad or granny or grandma or auntie or uncle, and they get to stay with us and we do some activities together. We sing. That's right, we sing. What else do we do? I can't remember. What else do we do?
Eat!
And would you quite like pizza and ice cream again this time?
Yes.
Just as well. Anyway, so one of the things that would be really good though is if you can go out and about and tell other people that it's happening. So if you can tell your friends at school and mums and dads at the school gates and at the nursery gates and things, if you can actually go out and about and tell people, that would be really good. And that's the idea of having this wee leaflet, so that you know yourself that it's happening, but also so that you can go out and about. And if you're a gran or a grandpa in church, and maybe you've got grandchildren, it's a lovely thing to bring them to. So that is the last Sunday in November together. It's Saturday in November together. And it doesn't cost anything. We encourage you to leave a donation, but it doesn't cost anything. So it would be really, really good if we had lots of people who were able to come together and enjoy Messy Church. And if you can't come this time, who said who was it that couldn't come? If you can't come this time, year than we come next year. Okay?
Yeah, let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our life together in the church. We thank you for times of celebration and thanksgiving, like harvest. We thank you for our time of remembrance last week, a hard time, when we're thinking about our world as a place that is sometimes sad and difficult, where there is war and where people do not always agree with one another. And we thank you that we're able to pray for peace in the world. We thank you for people. We thank you for all the people in this church. And we thank you that next week we'll be able to celebrate and give thanks for Alec and for all his gifts of music that he's brought to the life of our church. And we thank you for one another. And we thank you too for the opportunity that we have to invite others to become part of our church family. And so we think about Messy Church. And we ask that you'd help us to ask our friends to remember that it's happening, to speak to other people in our community and in our neighbourhood, that we can welcome them as part of this church family. And for that, God, we give you our thanks and our praise. Amen. We're going to sing together. It's number 185 in our books, and the hymn is Come Children, Join and Sing.